From the grand stage of the Olympics now to the big screen, the new George Clooney movie Monuments Men is based on the true story of a search for looted art stolen by Nazis during World War II. In real life, with fighting raging on the battlefields of Europe, a small team of art experts searched urgently for tens of thousands of missing paintings and sculptures. Critic Bob Mondello says the movie left him searching too.
1944, middle-aged art curator George Clooney tells middle-aged art restorer Matt Damon that he's got the go-ahead from FDR to find and protect what's left of Europe's art treasures. The only catch? He's got to go as an enlisted man, with everything that entails.
You want to go into a war zone and tell our boys what they can and cannot blow up?
That's the idea.
Okay, how many men?
For now, six. Mm. With you, that's seven.
That's much better.
We're going to go through basic in Shrivenham, England, and then we wait for orders.
Basic.
Mm-hmm.
Basic training. Us. Oh, boy.
They'll be joined by a disgraced museum director straight from Downton Abbey, an artist straight from The Artist, plus bickering odd couple Bill Murray and Bob Balaban, and sculptor John Goodman, who lumbers through basic training with cheerful abandon.
I think they feel sorry for us old guys.
I don't much fancy an obstacle course.
It's not so bad. By the end, you're just crawling on your belly while teenagers shoot blanks over your head.
Well, yes and no.
How's that?
Yes, they are teenagers.
And no?
They're not blanks.
No need to worry for a while, though, because Clooney not only acts in and directs this high-spirited little epic, which seems to want to be the best World War II movie of 1963, but he also co-scripted, and he has a lot to get off his chest before anything much can happen. Not in dialogue, exactly, but in speeches. Patriotic.
We must and will win this war.
Noble.
We're fighting for culture and for a way of life.
Expository.
It's not random. It's systematic. Every single one of those paintings is a masterpiece.
Lofty.
We should also remember the high price that will be paid if the very foundation of modern society is destroyed.
And philosophical.
You can wipe out a generation of people. You can burn their homes to the ground and somehow they'll still come back. But if you destroy their achievements and their history, then it's like they never existed.
I'm guessing audiences would get the point without all the pointing, but credit the director slash star slash producer slash co-writer with making a film that almost no one else in Hollywood could have gotten made, and credit his buddies for being good sports in it. Matt Damon, for instance, isn't so much playing a part as he is playing a walking bad French joke.
J'espérais avoir une chance de vous parler d'art.
And you stop speaking in French, whatever language you're speaking.
Well, if it weren't for us, you'd be speaking German.
No, if it wasn't for you, I might be dead. But I would still be speaking French.
Okay, if she's dead, that line makes no sense. But hey, give Cate Blanchett points for sounding off about his bad French with an Australian French accent. The thing is, they're all working hard in Monuments Men to liven up what turns out to be a race against time that's surprisingly lackadaisical. There's lots of information, some pretty imagery, plenty of earnest sermonizing about culture, and almost no urgency or, well, art. To this movie about art. I'm Bob Mondello.